Jacobs Coaching, the place to be for anybody who's looking to take their career, their sales, their skills, and their life to a whole new level. Welcome back to another episode of James Williams Coaching. Hope you are doing great today. We are talking about the power of video testimonials. Something which I know is very underutilized, and it can be a pretty simple thing to organize and something that can help you attract business and win business, help you get the deal across the line, give people more confidence that they're making the right decision. So I think most people, a lot of people are relatively good at collecting written testimonials. There are obviously third parties that encourage people that have utilized the platform or encourage the agent to collect the testimonials. And, you know, these work. I'm not saying these aren't good. These are great. Fantastic. Keep using them. What I'm saying, though, is that I think people believe what they see more than what they read. You know, when I read a written testimonial, I'm not going to say it doesn't hold any weight whatsoever. Of course it does. But I guess it seems like it could have been more planned or forced or written by the agent or whatever it is. I'm not saying they're not good and there aren't great ones out there. But I think when somebody is watching a testimonial of somebody speaking, as long as that person seems natural and not like they're acting, although they could be acting, although it could be still just as forced or pre-planned as the written testimonial, I think that the viewer can read into it, well, look into it a little bit further and make their own judgment because, you know, this person seems believable, this person seems real, there's a real energy about it. And I know firsthand this was a really big step in attracting clients in the early days of my coaching business. And I know it's helped lots and lots of agents that I've worked with get listings across the line and help them win the business. When I had just started out, or maybe I was a couple of years into it, and I was starting to get some great results with agents, but my name wasn't out there. And so what I did is, I spoke to a group of agents that I'd coached. I think it's probably like 6 or 7 agents that I'd coached and I'd got great results with, and just asked them to record. I think initially I went out and saw them and sort of, you know, threw the camera in front of their face and tried to make it as natural as possible and, you know, put together this video that was less than a minute long. And it was just a collection of, you know, little 5 or 7 second snippets of gold of what that person had said about me. And this is what you can do with sellers, you know, reach out to 10 sellers, and, you know, who you think will be able to be okay in front of the camera, right? And just ask them to answer, you know, there's more than they could say than this, but these are 4 guidelines that help people that I work with. 4 questions. First question is, why do they choose you? Second question is what was it like to sell with you? Third, like, what was the process like? Third question, were they happy with the result? And 4th question, would they recommend you to their family and friends? Just a really nice guideline to get them talking, and hopefully you'll wind up with, you know, 7 seconds of gold from each vendor, or maybe 2 little 7 second snippets of gold. You're not trying to get a perfect long video from each vendor. You're just wanting to get them talking about potentially those 4 questions and the process and how happy they were. And then, you know, maybe they've recorded 30 seconds or a minute or 2 minutes to send through to you, and you're just trying to find like those 5 or 7 seconds of gold. And then, you know, we're going to get a great collection from different sellers and patch them together, you know, which is so easy to do now just on your iPhone or in iMovie or any basic editing software. What you end up with is a video that I would suggest it should be less than a minute long, to hopefully capture people's attention to watch all the way through. And this video can be pinned to the top of your Instagram. It can be pinned to the top of your Facebook. It can be a highlight on your social media pages. So, you know, labeled testimonials so people can see that. Because, you know, when people are thinking of hiring an agent, they're quite often Googling you or Instagramming you or Facebooking you. And if the first thing that they can see there is testimonials, it's very likely they're going to click on that. And then you can also have this as part of your listing process, and you can decide when it's best for you to utilize that. Maybe it's in your pre-listing kit. Maybe it's a sort of something that you keep up your sleeve just for, just in case, like to get it across the line. But I know firsthand it's worked incredibly well for me, and lots of agents that I coach it works incredibly well with. It's just there's some resistance in organizing it. First, reaching out to people and asking them. And so you're either going back to past vendors or... And I would recommend doing that because, you know, if you've got those results, then fantastic. The other option is, of course, just make sure you're capturing each vendor now when they sell, you know, when they're putting up the sold sticker. Choose whatever style of course that you want to do it in. The ones that I feel seem to be better received are the ones where the vendor's shooting it like selfie style, and it's just very casual there at home, and rather than the camera right up in front of their face and it starts to sound forced. So do what you can to collect as much content from different sellers that looks natural with them looking straight down the camera lens, saying some nice things about you. Once you've got that, piece it together. This is a very simple idea. I understand it. I understand that it's a very simple idea, but I can tell you, I know how powerful this tool is, and I know how many agents have procrastinated from doing this. Once you've got this, this is good for a while. I don't know how many years or whatever, but I can't see a definitive timeline on it, or I don't even know why I'm talking about a timeline. It doesn't matter. Get your video testimonials. It'll be huge. It'll help you win business. You know, if I'm umming and ahhing between you and another agent and I'm not sure and I can't quite split the difference, then, you know, maybe a video of 7 or 8 of your past clients saying, you know, make sure you use this guy, this girl, they were fantastic, you won't regret it. That might be enough to get me across the line, and hopefully, it's enough to help you win more business and, you know, promote and market yourself appropriately or successfully. I hope this episode was helpful. If you haven't yet checked out jameswilliams.coach, please do. So much free training there. Also, our entire training solution, if you're ready to go to the next level, check it out. That's jameswilliams.coach. And of course, I'll speak to you again very soon for another episode of James Williams Coaching.